Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac from Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
All right, a very pleasant good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show with you for the next hour. A lot of football coming up here. We got a big show. We got a big game. We got a big week. It's Thanksgiving week. Hope everybody is ready for Thanksgiving. What a great holiday that is. We've got football galore. Miami and Pittsburgh, Saturday, 12 o'clock, 8 o'clock kickoff. Hurricanes trying to knock down the door and get into the playoffs, win 10 games, and then somehow find a way into the college football playoff. Oh, wait a minute. They beat Notre Dame head-to-head. I forgot. Well, that's probably their best route, although I don't know. Just got to win. Before we make any argument, you have to win. Coming up on the show, Mario Cristobal, Shannon Dawson, Corey Heatherman, Pat Narduzzi. So lots of talk about Miami and Pittsburgh. Let's get things started, however, as we look back to Saturday, Blacksburg, Virginia, and the Hurricanes win over the Hokies of Virginia Tech.
As we get ready for football, Miami and Virginia Tech, it's late in the season. Hurricanes have to win, and off we go from Blacksburg, high and deep, and Marion will call for it to go out of the end zone, and Miami will take it at the 25-yard line.
From the 20-yard line, Beck's going to throw all the time in the world toward the end zone.
Lofton for a touchdown! 20 yards for a touchdown strike from Beck to Lofton, right on the money. And Carson Beck has his 19th touchdown pass of the year, and Miami has liftoff here in Blacksburg. 6-0 Canes with 10:16 to go in the first quarter. 14th play of the drive. Canes are 3-for-4 on third downs. Need 3 yards for a touchdown. Beck's going to throw forward on a sprint out. Coming to the right side, throws, caught. It is touchdown! Fletcher's got it for a touchdown on the sprint outs. Beck hit him on the money. He's 9-for-9, and number 9 equals 6 more points. 12:50 to go in the half. Miami 13 and Virginia Tech 3. 17-3 Miami, minute 56 to go. Drones going to throw. Miami sends four. Here got comes him. Mezzador. Oh. He gets away. Yes. Down he goes.
There you go.
Back at the 36-yard line. I think that was Mezzador that eventually got him. He ended up being tangled up with Thomas Remack.
Scott with great pressure. Mezzador from the end spot. He gets up upfield and then comes underneath. They try to double team him. He splits that. But credit Scott as well for being involved in the flushing of the quarterback.
In motion. And Beck to throw against a four-man rush. Rifles it for Tony's got it on the run at midfield. Cuts left to the 40. Tony's in a drag race at the 30. 25 and out of bounds.
Catch him.
55 yards for Malachi Tony. 40-yard field goal for Davis off the right hash mark. Miami leading at 17-3, 41 seconds to go.
It's overloaded.
Joyce puts it down. Davis sends it up. And the officials look at each other and raise their arms as Carson Beck got a second down and 12, 16 yards for 6 points. Beck looks over at Tony, drifts the throw for the end zone. It is yes. Caught by Pringle, a diving catch. A hat trick for Beck, his third touchdown of the afternoon. Pringle makes a lunging catch in the end zone with 5:32 to go in the quarter. It's 26-10 Miami. Three receivers right, one left. Drones with Overton in the backfield. Blunt in the game for Miami. Overton empties out. Drones the throw. Chasing him down is Poyser, who got him around the ankles back at the 40-yard line. So basically this time, Poyser got him on the ground. Here's Drones the throw, and Miami's got him back inside the 50. The ball popped out. Then they say it was down. Moten is there, and he's doing a dance, along with Bain and Mesidor.
As he should, they attack that A and B gap right up the middle.
Second down and 25. Back to throw. Here comes the pressure. He's hit the balls loose, and it's scooped up by Poyser. He's got midfield to the 45, to the 40-yard line. Fourth down and 2-4 Miami. From the Hokies' 20-yard line, Beck is going to throw for it. Sets up, throws to the end zone. And it is caught! Malachi Toney! What a catch for a touchdown! And then he gives it the Steph Curry night-night over Isaiah Brown-Murray. Now there goes the clock. Here comes Mario Cristobal off the sidelines, and the Hurricanes have their third straight win, and this will set up a big showdown next week in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Miami 34 and Virginia Tech 17. That is your final score.
Hello once again, everybody. Welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki alongside Don Bailey Jr. and, of course, University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. This week, the Hurricanes will go on the road to face the Pitt Panthers, the 43rd meeting between Miami and Pittsburgh. And that game is going to be significant, and we'll talk about that coming up momentarily. But first, Coach, you went into Blacksburg. A very emotional day for those in Blacksburg at Virginia Tech. A rivalry game. And you led that one wire to wire. I never felt like the game was in jeopardy. How pleased were you with your team's win?
You know what? It was good to see us take control of the game early and maintain control. A couple things certainly you want to get better at and improve upon. But all in all, I think it's an awesome place to play, first and foremost. And it's good to go up there. I hadn't been up there in a long, long time. And again, most important thing, taking care of business and then coming back home and getting prepared to go on to the next one.
Coach, you mentioned it right after the game. Eight possessions is all the University of Miami had offensively, and you scored on 6 out of 8. Pretty good day.
No doubt. It was a weird game in that manner, mm-hmm. where eight possession is a really low possession game, kind of like an NFL game, so to speak. But and the two possessions we didn't score on, really, we stopped ourselves. We had an errant snap, thinking that we had heard cadence. And another one, I believe it was, we had two penalties that set us back, at least one penalty. But all in all, a very efficient day. We're starting to really catch our rhythm now offensively, and which helps us play more complementary football.
For 57 minutes, they had only 10 points. Again, you go into the game holding opponents to 14 points per game. They had only 10. They did not reach their average, so you held them down.
Yeah, the defense, again, you know, they got us to a couple run schemes, you know, with angles, with leverage, with numbers at times. And sometimes it might have been a misfit or, again, just having leverage, establishing leverage on a play. But all in all, when you could hold opponents under 20 points in college football, that's a really, really good day. And even on not our best day on defense, you hold someone to 17 points, you've got to feel good about getting back home and making those corrections and getting on edge to improve.
Coach, once again, you're relying on a lot of freshmen. You had Pringle in the ballgame, Upshaw, and then, of course, Tony, and then some guys, obviously, on the defensive side. But how much have they grown in the last month, so to speak, to be able to participate at such a high level?
Yeah, November's been really good for those guys. They had to dive in there during that home stretch, right, of the regular season and play in some really important games and some really significant downs. And just as importantly, they've made plays. They haven't just been a guy that's been plugged in. They haven't just existed. They have made plays when their numbers have been called. So That's growth. That's development. That's exciting for the now. That's exciting for the future. So let's just keep getting better.
The freshmen have provided some flash, but you have some veterans that have been anchors. One of them, Carson Beck, his last three games, coach, he's completing 79% of his passes, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, 858 yards in 3 games.
Yeah, and again, another guy who's he's hitting, you know, his rhythm. He's in stride now. What can you say? The guy just, he works his butt off. He's all about winning. He's all about making a positive impact with it, along with his teammates. And it's great to see, again, at this time of year that things are really starting to click for the offense. And now we have an unbelievable opportunity on Saturday. So let's have a great week of practice and preparation.
Coach, I want to bring up the long snapper for Miami, Adam Booker, and his coverage skills and the fact that since, except for one example there in the season, he's been right on point, but he has really done a great job in coverage as well.
He's an athlete. You know, he's not just a specialist. He's an athlete. And when you have a guy that can snap as well as he snaps, and get down there, because he's built like a linebacker, to be as physical as he is and as fast as he is, it's a weapon. I mean, it really changes your ability to cover kicks. And, you know, we used a timeout at the end of the third quarter because we wanted to punt the ball and flip the field with the wind. And that was a strong wind. And, when you have the wind in your back, that's a plus, but you have to be able to cover it well. He's a big reason why we're able to cover that and flip the field.
Between catching the ball, throwing the ball, running the ball, Malachi, I think, touched it 15 times, maybe 16 times. What kind of pressure is that now putting on the defense? Because this is about 2 or 3 weeks in a row, maybe more, where he's getting the touches in bunches in a variety of ways.
Well, I mean, the ball, you know, the ball finds him a lot, too. I mean, it's part of what we're doing systematically. And sometimes, of course, there's some stuff designed for a guy like him, but we have stuff designed for Keelan. We have stuff designed for CJ and for Dalen and for Josh and for JoJo, all those guys. So, and the tight end, you saw Lofton come up big in the game. Alex had a shot, you know, like to get that one back, and he'll get that ball, you know, pull that down. So I think the fact that he attracts a lot of attention bodes well for us because other guys are making plays too, and now it makes us that much more difficult to stop.
Coach, the offensive line did a great job protecting Beck. No sacks on the day, but I want to bring up two guys, your guards, Cooper and McCoy. You hear finish and finish and finish is a big part of football, and especially on the offensive line. Those guys finished on Saturday.
Yes, you know, just overall protection was really good. You know, a penalty or two that, you know, we'd like to have back, just keep working technique or whatnot. And now we want to certainly just continue to increase our finishes in the run game as well to spring some more of those explosive runs. But those guys, they worked their tail off. You know, Coach Mirabal is going to challenge them really, really hard this week. So looking forward to those guys getting up there. And again, that's O-line weather, right, when you've got the opportunity to play in weather like that.
This is probably indicative of the job you've done recruiting. You lost Keontae Scott, one of your nickel backs or safeties. Lose Jacoby Thomas in the game last week. So you're down 2 back-end starters. And here's Poyser out there who recovers a fumble at the end of the game and has 10 tackles during the game and just played a spectacular way. And then, of course, Fitzgerald gets in there also, but Poyser played a hell of a game for you.
Yeah, it does. You know, I think our staff doesn't get enough credit for development. You know, we recruit some good players, but we recruit a lot of under-the-radar players as well that come in, work hard, buy into the system. And it's showing up because, when the month of November started, we were down, 6 starters plus. And not only starters, but frontline like leaders on our team. And that's hard to replace, you know, and that's a difficult situation to be in November. And I think just guys that have been developing, guys that have been working their butts off, when their number was called, they were prepared, they were ready, and a lot of them have excelled. And now as we get a little bit healthier, now you could rotate these guys in there more, and therefore not everybody is overlogged with snaps, and you could have a more efficient, more physical football team.
Reuben Bain, even though he may not be stacking it up every week on the stat sheet, he has an effect almost on every single play. Talk to us about his impact on the defense and how he affects the offense.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he's got to be the best defensive player in the country. So when he attracts all that attention, it allows all the other guys to make plays as well. And let's call it what it is. A lot of times they don't go that way, you know. And if they're going to drop back and pass, there's a couple guys assigned to him. So Again, stats aren't, you know, the only stat that matters is that W. You know, that's all that matters. All the other stuff is for conversations and narratives. No one's playing as good a football as he is.
I don't know if this is going under the radar or not. You mentioned O.J. Frederick has been out, but you've had Lucas, who now is up to 31 tackles. Seems like he's playing really confident. Damari Brown is up to 20-plus tackles, and I think quietly really looks like he's playing well. And then O'Connor's been in there. How about those three guys and the progress they have made, and what is that doing to the opponent's offense that they've got to deal with those three guys on every pass play?
Yeah, those guys are all, you know, they're all co-starters. They all start together at some point in time or another, and it keeps keeps them from having to bear the brunt of 75 plays each and every game. But we do have some nickel and dime packages where they're all on the field at the same time. So the competition between all of them is awesome. I think it's important to note that those guys understand more and more the importance of having multiple high-level players at those positions, because you have to keep competition alive to get the best out of everybody. And did some really good things this past game. Some other things we need to correct, you know, we'd like to have back. And that's the best part about it, you know, to be able to just get better after a win, to really focus on improvement and have an opportunity to play in such an important game like we have this Saturday.
Coach, Chase Smith is starting to flash on the defensive side of the football, but let's not forget that he's done a great job on special teams too, so he's a dual-purpose guy.
He's as valuable as anybody on our team. He really is. And, you know, what he went through a couple years ago with that really, really difficult injury to overcome, it is awesome to watch him have the type of success that he is having. He is physical. He is decisive. He's a knockback tackler. He made some really impressive plays on Saturday. Knocked down a ball as well. Almost got himself an interception. Did a really good job on pressure as well. I mean, he's a 245-pound guy. You know, he's not a little guy. And he's long, and he's just a great human being that has come has overcome a lot. So we're all really proud of him and the success he's having.
Coach, we do a little segment of the pregame right before kickoff. Who are we looking for? And I said last week I'm taking Shannon Dawson's mind. And I probably should have said Corey Heatherman's mind as well. Can you talk about how those guys, number one, created an identity for you in camp and at the beginning of the season, and then how they've evolved with their strategy and their creativity here over the last month of the season?
Yeah, it just never stops. I mean, college football is the ultimate world of espionage, right? I mean, people are stealing your signals, which is normal. It's legal. People share information. You know, everybody's trying to get everybody. Therefore, whatever you do and have success with on a given week, you better make sure that you self-scout, evaluate, and find ways to improve upon that. And anything that got you that you didn't do so well, you better fix that too, because it's going to show up again and again until you get it fixed. So that's a never-ending process. I think both sides of the ball and special teams have done a really good job continuing to evolve and complement what we do systematically throughout the course of the year. And they're doing it right now. I mean, by the end of Sunday night, you know, late into the evening, you have a really good display of, okay, got to change this, got to tweak that, got to eyewash this so that you could keep getting better. And credit to those guys for working with their staffs to get that done.
The value of Mark Fletcher and having him back on the field and having him healthy as a player, yes, but also providing leadership.
Without a doubt. I mean, he's a physical presence. He is a vocal presence. And he's a playmaking presence. I mean, although that's not an easy catch he had. I mean, that ball, he's running full speed, pulling away from a flat defender. That ball's coming. I mean, it looks simple. It's not as simple as it is. And ran some tough runs for some tough yards, was physical. And just to see him healthy again. You know, another guy that's been through a lot and a team leader, a difference maker for us. I mean, he is, you can't say enough great things about him. It's awesome to have him back.
The holidays are here, and you know what that means. You want to spend time with family. And where else will you find a better family, better customer service when you start your holiday shopping for cars than Williamson Cadillac? Ed Williamson, his lovely wife Carol, they've been doing this for 50 years, and they know how important the holidays are. They're going to welcome you with open arms to make sure your holiday shopping is done without any kind of hassle. Stop by, see Jermaine, ask for Reggie. That's the team down there, Williamson. They'll take care of you no matter what. They're more than a dealership. They're our friends, they're our neighbors, they're our family. That's why Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience. And certainly during the holidays, they want the customer experience to be just perfect. So head in to Williamson Cadillac, easy to find, located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You can also go online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com and check out all of the inventory. The CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, and the new all-electric Lyriq, all in stock, all arriving every single day. You want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle. You want to get the most out of the holiday experience. Experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is my...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Okay, this weekend is Miami and Pittsburgh from Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. 43rd meeting between the Canes and the Pitt Panthers. Miami leads the all-time series with 29 wins. This game has lots of implications. Another 10-win season for you. Perhaps postseason implications. This is fun and this is big, right?
I think everybody knows the value, the importance of a game like this, and therefore even more important to focus on all the processes that lead to winning, right? Don't get caught up in thinking about outcomes and other stuff. Every ounce of focus needs to be on the details of technique, fundamentals, communication, effort, physicality, right? Blocking, tackling. The things that win big-time games in November. So we know they have a tremendous roster. They're very well coached and have explosive players everywhere. So we're looking forward to just preparing to the best of our abilities and getting up there.
Coach, their running back, number 25, Turner, he's coming off a 201-yard day.
He did. He couldn't be – they couldn't stop them. I mean, they did such a good job blocking – throwing and catching against Georgia Tech, a team that really had only one loss and was a top 10, top 15 team. And but Pittsburgh has been on that kind of a roll, right? Ever since they made a change at quarterback, it seems like there's so much energy that comes with that. It permeates an entire locker room. And so offensively and defensively, they're just playing at a really high level.
What is it about Mason Heinschel that has ignited Pittsburgh? He's undefeated inside the ACC, 18 years old, got a little bit of a gunslinger. Some people up there might think he looks like Marino, but he certainly has taken them by storm.
accurate, can extend plays, can improvise, is hard to bring down, can escape, hurt you with his arm, with his feet, understands, I mean, complete control of the offense. Because when you improvise, there's one thing in improvise and just kind of letting it fly. Another thing is extending a play, knowing who's going to be where, and getting the ball to those particular receivers. So he does that at a really high level. He's tough because he's taking hits and he just keeps coming. Just a guy, you know, a lot like Malachi Toney, a guy beyond his years, you know, in the way that he plays and approaches the game.
Coach, the Pitt defense is the Pitt defense. They bring it from every angle and are relentless in pass rush, and they're looking for just pure disruption.
They do a great job at the line of scrimmage. You know, they lead, I don't know how many different categories across the country, particularly tackles for loss, ball disruption, forcing turnovers, pick sixes. They get there fast. They get there with the right disposition, right? They have a system that they are really locked into. They understand their system really well. They leverage the ball well. Block destruction is obviously something they teach at a high level. They get off blocks and rally to the football. They swarm. Really impressive.
They this is a defense that Pat Narduzzi and Randy Bates been playing for a long time, right? They're going to put a bunch of guys around the line of scrimmage, strangle the run game as much as they can, and challenge you to beat them on the outside, right?
I mean, a quarter's base, but they'll get in post safety when they bring their pressures, and they'll play some post safety as well. But they're a quarter's base team, and you know they stay in one personnel group for the most part on defense. But man, they bring it, and they disguise it really well. It all looks the same, but it ends differently. And I think those are the best defenses, right? When the picture changes in a split second, and your quarterbacks, your running backs, your linemen, your perimeter blockers, they have to make post-snap decisions in a split second. Those are the hardest teams to prepare for, and certainly that's a challenge that we face this week.
And Coach, it's November. This is a playoff game. This is the mindset. It's a playoff, college football playoff game for the University of Miami and for Pitt. They have as much at stake in this game as Miami does.
No doubt. Really exciting time, you know, in college football and for the University of Miami, and certainly again a noon kickoff as well in against a great team. We're really excited. We just want to continue getting back to work and preparing to the best of our ability.
They say these linebackers that Narduzzi has might be the best linebackers he's ever had.
Yeah. And I could see why they would say that, because they don't miss. They get everybody on the ground. You don't see any false steps. You don't see they get off of blocks really quickly. They disrupt blocks. They're just as effective in pass coverage as well. I mean, you saw the pick six a few weeks back against Louisville. You see the way that they have forced turnovers, guys getting wrapped up, second man in, rip the ball out, return it for a long ways. But the way that they tackle, you know, linebackers, we always look on when we're watching film to see if a guy's a knockback tackler, right? To see if a guy could strike a ball carrier and send them backwards, right? And that's what they have. Those guys they have a really good tackling system, and it shows up on film.
Explosive plays, they have it both defensively and offensively. They try and create monster plays on both sides of the ball.
And they have, and they've done it effectively the entire season. And, you know, plays like that, they certainly, they ignite, right, a team. So they feed off each other. They play really good complementary football.
Coach, everybody knows how big this game is, but we'll start with this. It's an opportunity, number one, to get to 10 wins. I think in college football, we've said this a million times, when your program starts stacking up 10-win seasons, you're probably at the end of the season playing for something. We'll see where the chips fall. But maybe the importance of just getting to 10 wins for your program, the way you've been building this thing, I think that'd probably be fairly significant.
All that matters is 1-0. That's all we're focused on, getting prepared and making sure we do everything possible to be 1-0 at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Coach, you look at this game and you analyze it, and you look back in September and you think, well, Pitt is at the end of the year. Now it's here. And I've noticed the difference this week in practice about how the guys realize, some guys, this will be a final game for Miami, meaning a player. Hey, after this game, not talking about the postseason, but regular season, this is a very important game.
Yeah, we don't look at things in final games because it's not our last game. We don't think of scenarios. There's only one scenario we think about, and that's finding a way to be 1-0. That's all we think about. It's all we talk about, and that's all that's important. I think thinking about anything else is wasting time. You know, it's all about, at this time of year, teams that take care of business, everything else takes care of itself. Both teams are fighting for the same thing on an awesome setting, on an awesome Saturday afternoon. So that's what we're really fired up about.
I think if you look back at your team over the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 weeks, maybe this is a testament to your culture. There's been some adversity in games. There's been adversity with injuries. There's been adversity just with trying to get from play to play, because some of the games, for specific reasons, have been choppy. But it seems like no matter what has been tossed at your team, you continue to find a way forward.
The culture is a real thing here. And it's something that you work on every single day, and it's through actions, right? Through being men of action and handling business and handling whatever does come your way, and never relying on trying to make an excuse for lack of excellence at a certain aspect of our game, of our processes or whatnot. So that's the right kind of mindset. You remember, at the end of the day, it's besides grooming great football players, we want to groom great men of action, right? That are exactly what you want wearing a U as they leave the University of Miami one day. And right now, they know they have a very special group in that locker room. They want to do the absolute best by each other. They recognize the opportunity that they have created for themselves, and they can't wait to get in over there and play ball.
Coach, Justin Scott has just really blossomed, I would say, the last 3 or 4 football games. And you look at him and his development. What are some of the reasons that he has been able to make that jump?
Repetition, work, the continually getting thrown into the fire of double teams, back blocks, right? Deuce blocks, right? Reach blocks, just seeing it again and again and again, and then trusting that over time, you're going to get it all of a sudden, right? It's an oxymoron, but that's the way it works for those guys. When it clicks, it clicks. And then they can play fast. And the way that Coach Heatherman calls it, those guys are there. It allows them to play really, really fast. You just have to trust the call, trust the technique, and then go. And he's been doing that. And every single week, he's getting better.
Next to him is Moten. It seems like it's clicking for him, too. He had 5 tackles against Virginia Tech.
Good to have him back. I mean, we missed him for a few weeks. Last week, he started playing again some, played about 13, 14 snaps, played more snaps this week. So we're looking forward to hopefully by this weekend we'll have a full speed Ahmad Moten again.
Let's not forget Armando Blunt. He is you've put him every spot along the line.
Love Armando Blunt, man. He does it everywhere. Wherever you put him, he just goes insane motor. Fun to be around. I mean, really, just brings a great attitude every single day. Really, really hard worker and playing at a high level for us.
Last thing for you before we let you go. Any special message that you give the team for this one when you take the field?
Any special message?
Yeah.
I mean, those things are kind of tight in that locker room. You know, we deliver the right type of message, something that always fits us, that always hits you right between the eyes and in your heart, but undisclosed to the public and strictly for the Miami Hurricanes in that locker room.
All right, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving. Best of luck against Pittsburgh.
Appreciate you. Go King.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Time for more Hurricane Hotline on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Happy to welcome you back to the show. Joe Zagacki, Trevor Harris is our producer. Miami and Pittsburgh on Saturday. Kickoff at 12 o'clock, 8 a.m. pregame. Canes playing basketball on Thursday in Orlando against BYU at 5 o'clock. You'll hear that one also on QAM. The big one in football, and then the Canes will play basketball Friday night as well. We'll be in Pittsburgh for Miami and Pitt football. And the Pitt defense, this is going to be a challenge for Miami. They're in a very aggressive defense. They dare you to throw the ball down the field. They gang up on the run. They want to strangle the run game. They allow 93 yards a game running the football. They're 35th in total defense. Miami is 30th in total offense. This is interesting, by the way. Miami is 26th in points scored, 33 points a game. They're even with, drum roll please, Georgia. Carson Beck in Miami, the same as Georgia, 33 points per game. Pittsburgh takes the ball away 19 times. They've taken away 19 times, 14 interceptions. So big challenge for Miami going up against an aggressive, voluble. They like to talk a lot. Miami has to stay away from personal fouls. A lot of guys on Pitt played high school football in South Florida, so stay away from the personal fouls. For more on the Pitt defense, Shannon Dawson had these comments.
Well, structurally, they're a very sound defense. You know, they've been that way for a long time. I mean, Narduzzi's, like, obviously known for that. They play extremely hard. You know, they strain. And that's probably, minus the scheme part of it, the thing that makes them good on defense is they strike you. They don't, you know, they're not a stop-your-feet type defense. They're going to run through you. And they play with an air of confidence and cockiness that most good defenses play with. And so, you know, the physical part of the game we have to match. And so they're very good against the run. You know, they account a number of people to the run. Their safeties are very aggressive. Their linebackers are as good as we've seen all year. And they just do some subtle things up front that they're always matched up well, if that makes sense, from the first level to the second level to the third level. Seems like their defense is always matched up very well with whatever scheme you're running. And so we have to be on point. Like, we our skill guys on the perimeter have to do a great job of blocking. They really do. And they've done a great job all year, and we have an edge to us outside, but they also have an edge to them outside. And so the challenge is there, and we know it. But they're in a very aggressive defense. They're going to get in your face. They do a good job of affecting the quarterback without bringing a lot of people. And so it's a heavy challenge, and we know what we're up for.
Obviously, Malachi's having a phenomenal season. Like, is there a point, you know, in the spring after he got here where it maybe you noticed something where you were like, okay, this is not just your standard issue freshman. We're going to be able to use him ASAP?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, watching what he did in high school. I mean, obviously played quarterback the last how many ever games he played, and he played very well. It wasn't like he was just in there running around and throwing verticals, throwing glance routes and all the rest, going through progression. So, you know, you get a kid like that, you obviously don't want to overload him at the beginning because you don't know what the transition's like from practice to a game. You know, so let the kid play some, right? And so there's been a journey through the course of this year of just really unloading on him as much as we can. You know, I mean, you only have certain, you only have X number of plays in the game. And so right now the number of plays are drastically lower than they've been in previous years. I mean, you take that game, for instance, Virginia Tech, we had 8 drives in the game. And counting the end of half, 2-minute drive where we kicked a field goal, and the end of game one. So really had 6 through the course of the game, which is crazy. You don't see that unless you're playing an option team like Army or Navy. So whatever reason, the number of plays are lower this year than they've probably been since I've started coaching. And so with that being said, you know, what you do in those plays, right? I mean, so trying to utilize his skill set along with everything else in the offense that we do has been the journey. And so, you know, it's good to sprinkle him in and his skill set in just naturally. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, it's easier to do things with the guy that's on the field all the time. Does that make sense? So if there's like a quote unquote guy that you like, but he's sitting over there with me, and I put him in there, and then the first time I put him in there, you know, we go to whatever with him, and he has a great play. Well, then, now defenses know every time I put him in there, well, like, antennas are up, right? The difference with Miley, he's in there every play. And so they can't necessarily tell when we're going to do Wildcat or when we're going to toss it to him or when we're going to do all these things. So that allows us to be a little more creative because I'm not subbing a guy on the field with a special skill set that can't do all the other stuff. What makes Miley special is he can do all the other stuff. Now, this stuff he's doing, the two or three, four plays a game, yeah, I love it. But what makes us go as an offense is all the other stuff that we do routinely every day that he does really well, because that means he's on the field all the time and they don't really know when we're going to do these 3 or 4 plays.
Speaking of special stuff, what do you think of that 3-quarter arm slot throw that he made?
Well, I mean, they covered the post, and so he went to the over route and put it on him. It's like, you know, I mean, it's like he's been doing it his whole career almost, but he's very calm. You know, I mean, he just tends to make stuff work, which a lot of times those players like him tend to make things work.
All right, that's Shannon Dawson on the other side of the ball. Big challenge in this one, the skilled players for Pittsburgh and the quarterback, 18-year-old Mason Heinschel. Heinschel is going to make his 8th start against the University of Miami. He's 6-0 against the ACC. He has thrown for over 300 yards in 4 of his first 7 games. He throws on the run. He throws from the pocket. He throws backward, pedaling backwards. He has been outstanding. He threw the ball 48 times against North Carolina State. He completed 30 against Boston College. He threw for 423 against NC State. Played very well against Georgia Tech. He was 20 of 27 for 226 yards. So he's going to be a handful for Miami on Saturday, as will their running backs. Here's what Corey Heatherman had to say about the Pitt offense.
You know, these guys are dynamic. They make one guy miss, and all of a sudden it's an explosive. So we have to be really detailed in our angles of how we're approaching the ball carriers.
They seem to use the running backs in the pass game a lot. Is it mainly just checkdowns, or do they kind of dial it up for their running backs?
No, I think I think the quarterback does a really good job of understanding coverage. I think they do a really good job of scheme. Like you can see it in the Notre Dame game early, they get the running backs isolated on some linebackers and get them out in space. There's other games they see a lot of zone coverage and quarterbacks putting the ball in windows and understanding where to throw the football right away. But I think they're trying to find matchups. I think they're trying to, you know, understand what coverage it is, and they're trying to do things pre-snap to figure out, you know, the coverages every snap. And I think they do a really good job of game planning it. And we got to be really sound, and we got to do a great job pre-snap with what we're doing. On game day.
What is the challenge of facing Mason, what he's been able to do with ability to run and throw, just everything he kind of brings to the table, even though he's a freshman?
Yeah, we got to hit him early, I think. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he came in that BC game, and really they played really well on offense. And, you know, it's going to be the same mentality. We're going to stop the run. They got dynamic running backs, you know, no matter which guy's back there. You know, last week that kid stepped up huge for him. But I think they got a really good group of running backs that are explosive, and you know they hit the edges really well last week against Georgia Tech. And then you know in the pass game, he looks very comfortable back there. You know he's looked comfortable running the offense and understanding coverages and taking his checkdowns when he needs them and taking shots vertically when he's had them. And he's made some really good throws. And you know you even look 2 weeks ago the game you know, early in that drive, he throws a great seven, you know, kind of goes off the fingertips of the wide receiver, but they have a shot to score on that first drive. You know, they've started hot in a lot of games. You know, last week they're up 28-0 right away. And, you know, we got to get him off track and we got to hit him. And, you know, he does a really good job of escaping things in the pocket. You know, there's not a lot of times where all of a sudden that pocket collapses, and whether he steps up or he steps out and he makes one guy miss and then he finds a guy down the field. And, like last week, I think he hit the guy in the corner of the end zone stepping up to the left, had a really good throw on the move. And there's other weeks he understands when to put his foot in the ground and you know, go get the yards he can get and then get down and continue to move the sticks. And we got to do a great job of collapsing the pocket and getting them off track behind the sticks and hitting them as much as we can.
Specifically with your group at linebacker, the challenge is with all the things you just said, with what they have, your group, how do you feel and what you need from that linebacker group?
Yeah, I think we run well. You know, I think that's one thing that, you know, our guys move really well and they're really good in space. And I think that's something that's a strength of ours. And, you know, I think that's one of the ways that we, you know, where they try to get different guys with check downs and in space. I think that's one of the things that is an advantage for us here.
All right, that's Corey Heatherman. Got to turn him over. If Miami gets two interceptions, my prediction, two interceptions wins it. Two interceptions wins the game. We'll see. Miami's number seven in the nation in scoring defense at 14.5 points per game, 12th in total defense at 200 yards a game, just over 200 yards a game. So we'll see. It's going to be a great matchup. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh, undefeated in the ACC on the road. 2 weeks ago, lost at home to Notre Dame. Pat Narduzzi in his 11th year at Pittsburgh. You know what his defense is all about. Now he's matched that up with an exciting offense, and here's what Narduzzi had to say about the Canes.
Obviously, they opened up the season and beat Notre Dame, so we know what that looks like because you guys saw that live here. So anybody that's beaten Notre Dame, I think you got high expectations and respect for. Mario Cristobal does a great job. You know, offensively, they're talented. You know, they got former, you know, transfer quarterback Carson Beck that makes all the throws. You know, he's smart. They put him in good positions to be successful offensively. You know, Shannon Dawson's the offensive coordinator, and you know, Malachi Toney, I think everybody knows who he is. If you watch any games this year, he's a talented freshman that they move all over the place, that makes a ton of plays. He can run it, he can catch it, and he's got wiggle. He's going to be a punt returner, and he can throw it too. So he was a former high school quarterback as well. So he's got a great arm. So they'll trick it up, and then defensively. You know, they're, again, it's maybe the most talented front four we've seen. And that's including, obviously, Notre Dame. So, I mean, they're, you know, Reuben Bain on one side, Mesidor on the other side. Mesidor played at West Virginia, transferred to Miami. We recruited him out of high school. He visited here from Canada. But they got two edge guys and two inside guys are as good as you're gonna face, period. So we'll have to have a great game plan offensively and try to neutralize, you know, the talent they have on that football team. So, questions?
Sid, some people might have been surprised by the outcome on Saturday, but you weren't. Not just the outcome, but the way you started, really just kind of dominating on both sides the first 20 minutes. Did that maybe surprise you a little bit, that you guys were able to be that much in control for the first 20 minutes?
What surprised me is we didn't do it for four quarters. That's what, you know, bothers you as a coach, is like, okay, if you can do that in the first couple series. I mean, our defense was outstanding, and obviously they had to get into a pass mode. We didn't work as much pass and all the different things they did out of the passing game. You know, the focus going in was to stop the run. But, you know, the first four series defensively was dominating, which gave our offense some short fields, and offense executed. You know, I think in the second half offense, we came out and maybe tried to look for things that weren't there and just try to, you know, extend plays when we should be, you know, just doing the same thing you did in the first half, do it in the second half. Don't change your mindset. And I think, you know, sometimes overconfidence, you know, takes you over. As players, sometimes you think that you can just, hey, I'm going to just make some more plays and just take what they're giving you. I've said that for 11 years here. You know, talk about running, passing, throwing it deep or throwing it short. Take what they're giving you. And again, that's part of, you know, growing up, and you know, we'll continue to get better there. But, you know, no shock.
Had, you know, 2 weeks ago, similar position, good opponent coming in, a lot of attention. Guys didn't respond maybe the right way you wanted to that game. What did you maybe learn from that experience? And does it help that it's sort of so fresh in the kids' minds that you're not worried about it happening again?
You know what? I mean, I think every week is different, Will. I mean, you know, just it's a different week. And, I don't think the hype of the game or anything like that had anything to do with it. I think it comes down to execution and making plays and calling plays, the whole deal. I mean, it's everybody in this room when something like that happens, good or happens bad. But another noon game on ABC. Lewis Riddick's calling the game, so we're happy with Pittman. We'll be on the game. So, I don't know if it has anything to do with it. You know, as our guys learn, we'll find out. But I think it comes down to making plays on the field and calling and having a great game plan.
All right, that's Pat Narduzzi. Yeah, Lewis Riddick can tell you about, with Joey Galloway about passing the eye test. Okay. Meanwhile, the Hurricanes have to play great on defense. They've been wonderful on defense all season long. Their stars have to show up, provided that the officials let them play. Bain, Mesidor, got to put pressure on the quarterback. The quarterback for Pittsburgh sacked 36 times this year. So there is a path to the quarterback for Miami, probably over the left side. And pressure the quarterback, put him behind the chains, turn him over. Part of the path to victory for the University of Miami. Beck's been great for the last 3 weeks. This will be the most challenging defense that he's played maybe the entire season. He's a very smart quarterback. He'll have to be at the very top of his game on Saturday. The wide receivers will have to play through contact. And then we'll see if Tony and Pringle can give Miami some big plays. That's all on Saturday, 8 o'clock pregame, 12 o'clock kick it off. They go 10-2. We'll see where the chips fall. Meanwhile, big week for us here on QAM, Hurricanes basketball on Thanksgiving, then on Friday, and then Hurricanes football on Saturday. Okay, so that sets you up for the next couple of days. Thank you for joining us. For our producer, Trevor Harris, I'm Joe Zagacki. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.